The Mix on 90.7 WKGC, your local public radio station. It's not Monday morning, it's Tuesday morning.
All right.
Where did yesterday go?
We got a free day.
It got blown away by the storm.
It did. The non-storm storm.
The non-storm storm. It's all right. It was all in all good at our house. Like I said, we got a flower pot that blew over.
Oh, no, not a flower pot.
And we did lose power for about 4 hours.
Oh, my.
Did you?
Wow.
Yeah.
Nothing happened at the beach.
Really?
Nothing.
I lost power twice.
Did you?
You deserve it. I'm just kidding.
little rain, little wind.
Yes, and we have Traveling Tom.
Traveling Tom
is
out today.
Yeah, we should have played on the road again.
It's so nice of him to go out today right after all that weather.
That's right. Tom is out at the... You are out at the EOC.
I am. I am in the Incident Command Center here with Joby Smith, who we have chained to a chair and going to make him tell us all about what went on this weekend and maybe give us some hints on how we can prepare for one of these things that's... a little more enthusiastic.
Good morning, Joby. Busy weekend?
Good morning. Yeah, we had a really busy weekend. It was definitely, I liked your comments. I mean, it was kind of a non-event, but we can't go into it looking that way. You guys know as well as we do, the Weather Forecast Center is what we go by, and we were really, really lucky in the long run that we didn't get what they thought we would.
Joby, did you have to spend the whole weekend there at the EOC, or were you guys... kind of taking it light as far as your staffing?
No, we started late in the week knowing that there was a possibility that we would get some type of effect from the storm, and so we pulled our staff in here Saturday. Some of us were here Saturday morning, and the rest came in the afternoon, and basically all of our administrative staff, we have dual roles. We have blue sky roles that we do every day in the job, and then on for events like this, we call it gray skies. We all have different roles that we play, and we come in and get prepared, and everybody comes in knowing that they will have to stay here, you know, at least, you know, could be 2 or 3 days sometimes, or even longer.
Very good.
Well.
Wow, that doesn't sound good, whatever that was.
Was that on our end or yours?
Well, we're probably having a little bit worse weather right now up here with the power company is having some issues.
Really?
We're actually on generator right now, having some pretty rough weather.
Interesting.
Well, you sound great on the generator power.
Yeah, you guys do sound good.
When I got here, somebody was talking to me about the North Bay campus just across the street there being out of power, and I told them to get a long extension cord, run it down to the transmitter shack, and they could plug into our generator.
That's right. So that means probably we're on generator power now, Tom.
I suspect we're on generator over there, too.
So Joby or Tom, either one, both of you guys, tell us a little bit about what is out there at the EOC. People don't, I don't think, really understand what all is there. So tell us what all's out there.
I tell you, we are so proud to be a part of this particular facility. The partnership that we have with Gulf Coast is tremendous. And of course, during the normal week, we have a great public safety campus for Gulf Coast that just does all of the EMS training, fire training, corrections, and law enforcement, which is great for us because we're right in the middle of all of their students that they're teaching. It's a good facility that people can kind of see what goes on. We have our communications operation up here where 24/7 we're dispatching fire, EMS, law enforcement. The sheriff's department is here. And other than that, administratively, we do our work here 5 days a week. And then when we have an activation, such as the building is just set up perfectly, we have our operations center, which is what we're in right now, have access to a lot of different capabilities that are provided, in partnership with the college that we can utilize specific software, things like that help us, especially when we're dealing with a hurricane such as what we were potentially looking at this weekend.
And Joby, you mentioned an activation. What prompts an activation on your end there at the EOC?
For us, if there's a possibility that we might have to open a shelter, that's kind of our trigger point to where we would activate to what we call a level 2, which is primarily just a monitoring mode, and when we do that, this weekend we were at a level 2 activation, and basically what that means for our organization is that we pull in key staff that would be responsible for different functions. We have, you know, operations people that are their job is to take care of the setting up of the shelter. We work in partnership with Bay District Schools and the American Red Cross to ensure that we have everything that we need at the shelters ready to go. And basically, it's just a staff availability here around the clock to take care of any type of problems that we have, and basically looking forward to seeing what we need to have ready for, you know, when we do see effects from the storm.
Sure. And of course, you're set up to take in folks like the governor when he shows up in town last year for Hurricane Irma, which doesn't seem like it was all that long ago, but he made a couple of stops in Panama City. You guys are set up to be able to brief him or be briefed by him. And of course, we did some live shots with him as well.
Yes, sir. That's we have several different locations in here, and he visited us twice actually during Irma last year. So we have a nice area, a conference room that we would utilize to brief him. And then typically what we would do after there, we have the normal smaller press room that's located right off of the operations center floor. And then we also have one of the classrooms that you guys have set up to where we can use if we have, you know, more attendees and more press. We did that with him one of the times last year, and then Deepwater Horizon, we use that as a press conference room quite often because we had, you know, a lot of outside press here as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, we've got it's set up to allow the outside press to basically plug in, get the information, and us here at WKGC, well, we're set up to broadcast right from there, which is really pretty cool. Guys, we're going to take a quick break, and we've got a little bit of music coming up, but Tom will be back with you in just a few minutes, okay?
All righty.
Hang in there. You're listening to The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. That's REM on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC and Losing My Religion. 21 minutes after 9 o'clock, we have Traveling Tom out at the EOC, the Emergency Operations Center, this morning. And we mentioned this earlier. It's worth mentioning a lot. We talk about being the Emergency Operations Station. We say that because we actually have a studio up there. And
that's
that place
right.
is, it's like a bunker for any kind of disaster.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we're going to be.
Yeah, Joby and I were just talking about we were real close to having been at this having been a bad situation. If not for some dry air being sucked into that storm, it could have been bad. It could have been many times worse than it was.
Yes, I was out there on the beach talking. That's where that dry, hot air came from.
Well, I figured that's what it was. In fact, I think the National Hurricane Center is going to hire you to train hot, dry air into their storms.
Yes.
But it could have been worse, and we all do have to be ready. And so everybody, and believe me, I've been chased out of my house twice, so everybody needs to have a plan. And the plan is going to be a little different depending on where you live. Do you live on the beach? Do you live in a low area? Do you live in a flood-prone area? Are you living in a storm surge-prone area? Everybody needs to have a plan. And you need to have a plan before you need it, not after you need it. And that also includes, you know, if you're going to evacuate, a go kit, you have to have cash, you have to have enough food in the car ready to go, water, things like that. Medicines are a big deal. Try to keep ahead on your medicines because you might be away from your house for a week if there's a bad storm comes through here.
I'm traveling with Tom. I bet he's well prepared.
And your pets. Make sure you've got your pet supplies.
Yes, and your pet supplies. No, I'm sorry, Scott. You'll be up here with Joby, keeping us all informed as to what's going on.
I think Joby's going to lock himself in a room. He makes Valerie deal with all of us.
Oh well, I'm looking at.
She's very helpful.
I'm looking at the video wall here at the command center, and it's just great. They can get anything they want on this wall. They've got weather maps up and road cameras up. They can tell you where, you know, you've got problems traveling. It's just an amazing, absolutely amazing facility. And I hope I never see it run for real.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
I'm glad you had, Joby, I'm really glad you have this facility. I don't ever want to be up here when it's running for real.
It's not a bad place to be, though. It's better than sitting in your home without air conditioning and everything that you'd like to have.
True that. So. True that. Yeah, they have not only have a generator, they have a backup generator for their generator here. So they're going to stay on air. WKGC also, our transmitter's right across the street from here, and we have our own generation package out there. We'll stay on air, and even more important for those who evacuate, we're on the web, and we'll be streaming the whole time from here, letting you know when it's okay to come back or when it's not such a good idea.
And Joby, go ahead, Tom.
No, you go ahead.
I was just going to ask, what's the highest level at which the EOC has been activated in its current location? Because you haven't been there that long.
Yeah, well, if you say levels, like I mentioned, we were at a level 2, which is more of a partial activation monitoring type setup, where we just have just the key staff to man the positions that we need. A level 1 activation is a full-scale activation where, you know, if we do it right, if you know, we could have, you know, over 100 people here working the event for days on end. And we did activate to a level 1 shortly after we moved in the building. And it had to do with the oil spill with Deepwater. And there were hundreds of people running around here. And it was a very long period of time. And in fact, I believe it was right after you guys moved into the building. We had been here a few weeks only. And it was a good experience. It was a great, you know, a great start to know what the capabilities were and what we could do while we're here.
Now, when you come in here, like you did this weekend on a level 2, do you have an after incident thing where you look for weak spots and try to improve your performance?
Yeah, we actually have a mechanism in place that we ask anybody who works here. It's a platform that we use called WebEOC, and it actually has an after action board on it, where as you're going along, anything that you think of, we're logged into WebEOC pretty much the whole time we're here, hopefully. And anytime you get that, hey, I need to write that down, that's what we want you to do, is go in and make the note in our after action board. And then we'll come back and we'll have a meeting of all of our key players and identify the things that we need to deal with most quickly, and you know, just keep a running tab. Some things might just be impractical for us to be able to put in place if it's financially, you know, too much of a hardship for us to do at this time. So yeah, we definitely try to follow up and get good lessons learned for what we just went through.
Joby, where do yourself and Chief Bone, where are you guys getting all of your weather information from to keep us up to date? Because I'm assuming you're doing more than just checking out the Weather Channel website.
Absolutely, yeah. We have briefings pretty much. The National Weather Service provides an update webinar 2 times a day when we have these types of events. We also have 2 conference calls a day with the State Department of Emergency Management, and they utilize the National Hurricane Center on those to give us weather. And then, honestly, this time especially, just due to some of the inconsistencies that were happening, the Weather Service will take time just to brief us on our particular concerns and basically give us exact timings of when they're expecting, when we can expect to receive what, you know, what level of winds or storm surge. And so we have access to us, you know, to some pretty good tools and people that are very knowledgeable about it that help us along the way.
Well, and we definitely appreciate that. Thank you.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And we have another weather forecast coming up here in just a few moments. Tom, what else do you have out there for us? Who else have you cornered?
I wondered if there were any spots that we need to be aware of still right now. Any localized flooding or limbs that have come down that maybe Gulf Power is still correcting any lines?
I believe there's
everything
still a few
is
things.
Done.
Yeah, it's pretty much back to normal.
Except here.
Well, yeah, we're still, and that's a good point. We are very saturated with rain right now, so these, you know, smaller wind gusts that we have from storms moving through, they're going to possibly, you know, let trees, you know, they're going to maybe fall over a little bit easier than they would when the ground's not saturated. So we might have some isolated events, you know, throughout the week even, where we're seeing some power outages in certain areas.
Okay, so just be on the lookout. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and I just want to remind everybody that this Saturday, I believe, at the Panama City Mall. We're going to be out there, and these folks will be out there, and WKGC will be out there, and we'll be talking more about preparedness. What do you need to do? What do you need to have with you? I'm sure you guys.
That's okay. Right. That's this Saturday from something. 10 until 2.
I'm glad that you mentioned that, but it's also something I don't know how much time we have, but if we cannot go, I mean, you mentioned getting a plan together, having your kit ready to go. There's websites, there's flfloridagetaplan.gov, is it, Brooke? And then the biggest thing that we can ask, and I'm sure a lot of your listeners have already done this, but the emergency notification system that we use is Alert Bay. You go to alertbay.org. And register for that. We send out, you can sign up as that part of that process to get weather notifications. They're no different than a lot of the other weather notifications that you get from your services that you might already have. But what we can do with this once you register is we can provide specific information. There were notifications sent out for this. If we were to have a bridge closure, we would have been able to notify everyone that's registered on the system. I think we have some 15,000 or so people registered at this point, but there's 185,000 people in the county, so we have a long way to go.
Sure.
And I assume that's So I assume that's completely free, right?
Yes, that's a free service, and it's used for way more than weather events. When we had the Sheriff's Department had the shooter event last week, they were able to localize an area that if you lived in that area, you got a notification to let everybody know what was going on. But even more so, if you registered your cell phone on the service and you drove through this area, you would know what was going on.
Wow.
It would actually give you a message. So it's a pretty big deal. We really want people to know about it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we were talking off air, Scott, about bridge closures. And these bridges, if you get enough wind out there, they're going to close the bridges. And so you need to keep an eye on that. You need to keep an eye on the weather when these things are happening. And I'm sure everybody will be talking about, if you're going over a bridge, you better get over it now, because it looks like we might be getting enough wind that we're going to have to close the bridges. So you could get stuck somewhere you didn't want to be.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, it's 9:31, Tom. We'll be back with you in just a few moments. We have a weather forecast coming up from News 13's Kara Murphy.
Yeah.
She's new this morning. She popped up in my email box.
Maybe she's just, everyone else is tired after the big weekend.
Possibly so.
Picking up some slack.
And also, believe it or not, we have a little MC Hammer on the other side of the break as well. You're listening to The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. Too legit to quit. That's MC Hammer on The Mix. I can't say it without laughing.
I know. You used to have a pair of pants just like his.
No, I didn't. My parents wouldn't let me have them.
Your parents.
They don't have. They didn't have fashion sense, but apparently they had a little bit.
A little bit of common sense.
Isn't
at
that
least.
Your theme song?
Something like that. I might be able to do the dance a little. Throw my back out though. You were out there dancing. You and Brooke and Joby. Yes.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm sure that you
actually,
were.
Actually, Brooke was doing a really good chair dance to that. I was kind of impressed. She's pretty good. Tori, you might have some competition on the old chair dancing thing, because Brooke's pretty good at it.
Now, Tori, did you have the pants?
I didn't have any pants like that either. No, I mean, they were a guy thing.
I think so.
Girls didn't wear them.
No, what did they do? I mean, I don't know.
No. We were dressed like Madonna, I guess.
Okay. Well, that works.
Yeah.
The two don't really go together. He was kind of clean cut, you know? She was like a bad girl.
Whatever you say.
And he had his own cereal. Madonna never had her own
cereal.
Yeah, and his own cartoon.
I don't remember the cereal.
Yeah. Yes, MC Hammer.
I remember the cartoon, but not the cereal.
You reach a certain level, you know, and you get your own cereal and your own cartoon.
Well,
I'm working that way.
Okay, and just exactly what is Kirkman's cereal going to taste like? They're
probably bad. I imagine that's how MC Hammer tasted. I didn't say it tasted good. It's just bad. Anyway.
It'd be like puffed rice, just a lot of air.
Just a lot of hot air. Absolutely. So you
guys...
Okay, enough of this.
We have serious stuff to talk about here.
We have serious stuff to...
We're going to be joking around on Saturday. Sort of.
We are just not going to be stuff for us to be serious. Anyway, we have Brooke Powell here, and Brooke's going to be one of the people we'll see on Saturday out there representing the county and the EOC out at the Panama City Mall.
Good morning, Brooke.
So, hey, good morning. So, yeah, we'll be out there every year. Our wonderful partners over at the Red Cross, they put on, we call it Mall Day, but it's actually Disaster Preparedness Day. and it's time to be in conjunction with the beginning of hurricane season, which, as we all know, is June the 1st, but Mother Nature doesn't agree this year.
No.
But we'll be out there Saturday from 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock, and Sheriff's Office will be there, a lot of other emergency management partners. We'll have our animal control folks out there, so we'll just be there to answer all of your questions that you might have about how to be ready for any disaster, not just hurricanes.
And you have all the answers, Brooke?
If I don't, I'll make them up.
That's what I do.
Yeah, and the other, and I just, something else popped into my head, which doesn't happen very often, but when you're getting ready to evacuate, make sure you take your important paperwork with you. Mm-hmm. Don't leave it in your house. I, unfortunately, during Opal, left everything, all the important paperwork, pictures, everything you'd want to keep, I left in the house.
Yeah.
And that was not a good idea.
Did you find it later?
Too now.
it was soaking wet.
Floating.
I mean, after you get 4 or 5 feet of water in your house, there's not a whole lot left you want.
Yeah.
I imagine.
We recommend, too, with smartphones, if you want to take a picture or do a scan of all your documents.
There you go.
And then have your documents in a waterproof file or safe, that would be really helpful.
Yes, scanning would be great. You could hide it in the cloud, because the cloud will not go underwater.
Well, you hope not.
Well, yeah.
I don't know where the cloud is.
I don't know where the cloud is, but if it goes underwater, I think we all have more important problems than the deed to the house.
I think so. I'm sure the bank has that someplace else. So, yes, we'll all be out there starting at 10 a.m., right? 10 a.m.?
10 to 2
on Saturday.
10, yeah.
And like you said, a lot of folks will be there. We'll be there. Stop by our little table and say hey.
Yeah, and then
we'll have our...
Go ahead.
WMBB's First Alert... Viper Storm Team will be there, too.
Oh, good. Well, we get to meet... we have a new weather person, maybe. Are we going to get to meet the new weather person?
I believe so.
Kara
Murphy.
Good.
So,
Kara
yeah.
Murphy. Maybe she'll be out there.
And we'll have fun stuff from the fire department. We'll have our smokehouse out there so we can talk about some fire safety, smoke alarm safety. I know the Red Cross has a program where they give away free smoke detectors.
Ooh, very good.
To
yes.
anyone who needs them. So come out and talk to them about that, too.
And if you haven't done it recently, please change the battery in your smoke detector. If it doesn't have a battery, it's not all that much fun.
Yeah.
My
and
smoke
we'll
detectors don't have batteries.
We'll probably be giving away a couple of weather radios.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll
That's
have a giveaway
good.
For that. And if you don't have a weather radio, you can get those at any of the big box stores, but we really recommend that, too.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, sign up for Alert Bay at alertbay.org.
Tom, have you been through their smokehouse yet? You ever
no,
had that
I have
experience?
Not.
It's pretty cool.
No. Okay.
Yeah, and we've renovated it, so it's really nice right now.
No, you've done a reno on the smokehouse.
Yes,
wow.
It's really pretty.
Wow.
I don't know. Maybe we can go live from the smokehouse.
Let's do it.
Yeah. It's fun. I've been through it before.
Okay.
They do that with the elementary kids. I've done it with my daughter. And she walked away learning a lot about what to do in the case of a home fire. So good stuff. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
We have a vinyl play of the day, Tom, that's coming up in just a moment. We're going to play one more song. We'll come back to y'all, okay?
Okay.
Stay there. We'll slow it down a little bit since we were talking about the, 80s-ish, 90s.
Uh-huh.
I don't know exactly. I guess this
Good
was...
Good times.
This was the 90s. And it's extreme and more than words. This is The Mix on your local public radio station, 90.7 WKGC. The Mix on 90.7 WKGC, your local public radio station with extreme and more than words.
What a nice song from the 90s.
Yes.
Thank you.
Well, Scott, you really hit that one pushed Brooke's buttons.
Yes,
she sang,
I thought it
she
might.
Sang the whole thing.
I did. It was great.
I thought it might. She okay. remind her that she needs to turn us on every morning at from 9 to noon because we play all this stuff all the time.
Well, I certainly
she may not,
will
you,
do that.
You may not get any work done because you're going to be too busy working or singing and dancing, but
I don't know
right.
if she can work and chair dance at the same time or not. Possibly. She's fairly talented.
I have a stand-up desk, so I'll just be really
Oh, perfect.
Perfect?
Yeah.
I can do
I'm
it.
Just body my tongue.
Oh, dear.
That's probably for the best. We're live. Don't forget that. We're
yes,
live,
really.
Joby.
Well, I just want to ask Joby one thing, and they're kind of making fun of me for it here off air, but... The elephant in the room is what the predictions are for the year, which, as I'm being constantly reminded, everybody they sort of chant in time here. It doesn't matter how many hurricanes we're going to have; it only takes one. But
do you guys have an office
about
pool on this? Is there an EOC
oh,
office pool?
That would be
pool?
Morbid.
Yeah, no, we
no?
don't.
Oh.
Okay. You got the buzzer.
Thank you, Scott. Tori needed that. What are the predictions for this year? I know they don't mean a whole lot in terms of how you guys prepare yourselves, but what are the predictions for this year? Are we going to have a big season?
Well, like you were saying a few minutes ago, there's a lot of different people who make their predictions, and the Hurricane Centers that's who we normally mm-hmm. try to look at, and I think they were somewhere around 10 to 16 storms, and maybe four of them possibly major, if I remember correctly, and so we, you know. Exactly, you're exactly right. We don't look at that, but I can tell you right now what we are looking at is the fact that we had a pretty significant event, and it's not even hurricane season yet. So we are being prepared for a very, very busy season, and hopefully we can get through it without anything more than what we've already dealt with. But you know, I think we're really prepared. We want the public to be prepared as well, though, because that makes our job easier.
I'll bet.
When you guys are ready.
I'll bet. Yeah, I like I said, I've told these folks off air, I don't ever want to come out here when you're busy, because that's just a bad sign. If these guys are really working hard out here, it's somebody's in for a tough time.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, and that's one of those somebody's is me. Because the staff will be there too, and it's a nice place. I like all the folks there, but I really don't want to hang out and have a hurricane party or conference or whatever you want to call it with any of y'all.
I've never seen this place in party mode. Normally, if there's a big wind coming, they're pretty darn serious out here.
Yes, they are, and that's good stuff, because that means they are concentrating on what they're supposed to do and keeping us all informed.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of keeping everybody informed, again, alertbay.org, and also our Facebook page, which is Bay County, Florida Emergency Services, and our Twitter page, which... at Bay County EM, I think, is our handle. We will be updating those constantly, as we did through this storm.
Excellent.
And come see everybody out at the mall on Saturday.
That's right.
Alert Bay is great, but my boyfriend keeps wondering who's texting me. So you're kind of getting me in trouble.
Well, why isn't he signed up so he'd be receiving checks simultaneously?
That's the solution.
There
Thank you.
Go.
You.
Yeah.
Come on. Get everybody sign up.
Very good. Tom, thank you for heading out there and braving the little bit of the wind and rain that's left over this morning to go out there.
Second time I've been up here in bad weather. Both times I had intermittent wipers on. I think, didn't I come up and visit you in a storm?
You did. You brought us pizza.
I brought you pizza because you were stuck in the office down there. Yeah.
We were doing a walkthrough, really. Yeah, we were doing a walkthrough of it was a I don't remember what storm it was.
The tropical storm that came ashore over in
Apalachicola
coast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You did. You came across the bridge and brought us pizza.
I braved those rain sprinkles all the way to the pizza shop and then back up here.
We like pizza too, by the way. You didn't bring it to us.
We get it delivered, though. We're smart like that.
Okay. Well, we did too. We got it delivered
by
from Tom.
He
got
traveling Tom. You did, yeah.
He paid for it too.
Voices on my phone going, "We're hungry."
Special delivery.
Exactly.
Special delivery.
He delivered and paid for it, so no complaints there.
Wow.
And we
ate it
up pretty quickly.
There's too many of you guys up here. I can't buy. There's gonna be 100 people in here. What am I gonna do? Go out and buy 400 pizzas? I'd have to get a truck.
Sounds like a good plan to me.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. Everybody,
well, I'm going to be heading back to the campus, and I want to thank these folks for their hospitality this
thank
morning.
You.
It was a lot of fun.
Thank you, everyone at the EOC. Thank you for being a part of our show this morning. Thanks, Tom.
Bye.
It is 9:53.
Mm-hmm.
We're coming up on 10 o'clock hour. Deborah is sitting in this morning from 10 till noon.
Oh, fantastic.
I have relinquished some of my time.
Wow.
Do you know why?
Why?
Oh, well, I'm busy. That's why.
Okay.
No.
I thought you were going to say because she's an outstanding student.
She is outstanding.
Oh, thank you.
And she and we've talked with her sister and her both, Mokaya,
mm-hmm.
And they are both part of our broadcasting student group here. And
right.
So part of what they get to do is take a couple hours on 100,000 watts.
Wow.
Which is good stuff.
So exciting.
Yeah, she's nervous.
I know. It's okay. we're getting it all on tape, too. So.
Yeah.
Oh,
no big deal.
Don't worry about your mistakes. We've got it all on
We're
tape.
Helping you pad your resume,
yeah.
too.
Oh, thank you.
Deborah's taking over live here in just a few minutes at 10 o'clock, and she'll be with you until 12 noon. And your sister, she's on the student radio station starting at 10 o'clock, right?
She started an hour ago at 9.
Did she? Oh, look at her. Look at that.
Mm.
So she's on the alternation, which you can pick that up on HD3. Pick it up on our website, wkgc.org, and check out HD3. And that's the student radio station, The Alternation. Good stuff. Our vinyl play of the day, before I step out of here, goes back to 1972. We might have actually, I know we've played the song, I just don't know if we played it on vinyl.
Ah.
One of my very favorites by a guy named Jim Croce, who I think also died in a plane crash.
He did.
So sad. Yeah. Great songwriter, great singer. I don't know how you classify him, maybe folky, kind
folk
of?
Rock.
Folk
yeah.
rock.
Folk rock.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this comes from off of an album called You Don't Mess Around With a Jim. And it's a great song, very poetic, one of my favorites from him. And it's called Time in a Bottle.
Very nice.
There's really no way to sum up the song other than it's great. Nice. So this is our vinyl play of the day here on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC.
If I could save time in a bottle, the first thing that I'd like to do is to save every day till eternity passes away, just to spend them with you. If I could make days last forever, if words could make wishes come true, I'd save every day like a treasure, and then again I would spend them with you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. I've looked around, now often know you're the one I want to go through time with. If I had a box just for wishes and dreams that had never come true, the box would be empty except